Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled A Steep Walk Up and Down.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As they were coming down from the mountain, the disciples asked Jesus, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He said in reply, "Elijah will indeed come and restore all things, but I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also will the Son of Man suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. The Gospel of the Lord. I went on my first major hike some years ago with a friend who's an experienced hiker up Mount San Gorgonio in Southern California near where we lived. I had two little children at home and I needed to be back before their bedtimes, so we left around 4:30 that morning to be ready to hit the trail by 5:30 for the 17-mile round trip. And let me just say right here that even though I was young then and a runner and pretty fit, that climb is about the most physically challenging thing I've ever done. In about 8 miles of trail up, we climbed a full vertical mile to reach the peak at over 11,000 feet, where I hereby confess that I sang the theme from The Sound of Music. And we sat to eat lunch and look around us at pretty much the most spectacular view I'd ever seen. You just cannot stand up there gazing from the heights in every direction and not be awed and silenced by how creation reflects God's power and beauty and creativity. So after the strenuous trail up, I was looking forward to a much less exhausting trip down the mountain. And as I mentioned, this was my first major hike, so all of you experienced hikers out there will know what's coming next. I expected a gentle stroll, and I was oh so wrong. The 8 miles back were just as steep, except down, and I experienced the angle of the trail in every bit of my body. My big toes jammed the front of my hiking boots with every single step. My heels regularly lost balance on the dirt and gravel. My shins and knees and thighs absorbed the shock of step after step after painful step. My sense of God's power and beauty and creativity got a little lost in a more urgent line of thought, which was, will this never end? So it's telling to me that the strange conversation in today's gospel should take place on the way down from the mountain after Jesus' transfiguration. Why are the disciples asking again about Elijah? After all, Jesus has already made the connection between Elijah and John the Baptist back in chapter 11. And then, even more strangely, Jesus answers their question by saying that Elijah is coming and also that Elijah has already come. This is definitely a coming down the mountain conversation. Yes, we've just had this peak experience. And yes, we're going back to where we live, where people need healing, where suffering may even await us. Everyone, it just seems to me that there's so much pressure during Advent to live on the peak, to always have the beautifully decorated, sparkling clean home, picture-perfect family all lined up in a pew at Mass, the acts of generosity and reconciliation, the chance to give gifts that meet every need and desire, the true experience of the incarnation and anticipation of Christ's return. But we don't live on the peak. Even Jesus and the disciples had to come back down. That said, the journey down is also a graced time. It's a time to reflect on what our peak experience means and on what should happen next. It's when we ask questions and can hear answers both easy and hard. It's how experience becomes our life. If you're near the peak today, enjoy the view. And if you're coming back down, may you bring that view of God's power and beauty and creativity down with you. May it become your life so that we can all more deeply experience what Jesus' arrival means and live it as well.